Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's September 21st, 2022. It's Shamanic Awakening Ceremony, one of our very most intense events, rivaled only by the Shamanic Breathwork events. So tonight is a night where we know coming in, we're going to do a lot of clearing. We're going to deliberately stir up a lot of heavy energy and flush it out so we can awaken more deeply. And whatever we clear tonight is gone once and for all. That's how these healings work. So thanks all of you who have the courage to be here. This is about the closest thing we do to an ayahuasca ceremony, but of course no one's drinking ayahuasca or anything else. So this is a free public event, so everyone's welcome here tonight on the free call, and of course members will get access to the replay. So here's what we're going to do. After this little intro, I'm going to do our calling in of the directions and the divine allies. I'm going to invite everyone into, let's see. Actually, no, we don't start with embodied awakening on this. We do on almost everything else, but embodied awakening comes more gradually during this call. Then we'll do a series of four invocations. First, maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. I'll probably sing a sweet chant to set a sweet energy at that point. Then we'll get into the hardcore healing, and for quite a while, sometimes this goes 30, 45 minutes, very strong healing energy. You may feel a lot of stuff getting shook up and cleared out. In all the years I've done this, I've done, gosh, well over 100 of these shamanic awakening ceremonies for folks. Never had a single report of overwhelm. I don't expect any tonight. So it may be intense, but it won't be too much. Then when we're finally done with that, and all of us have had a chance to clear up plenty of that heavy energy, then we'll actually go out of body and become one with our higher self and have a chance to just be that beautiful radiant being of light. And then back into the body for embodied awakening, which we do all the time. And then after that, a special extra invocation to really lock in the embodied awakening and call for it to persist and be strong and ever-growing. And in that fourth invocation, often people get like, you know, brain upgrades and all sorts of tingles. And this, since it incorporates the full four-step embodied awakening cycle, gives a little extra bang for your buck compared to the quick, you know, one-step invocation shortcut. So that's what we're up to. If you're ready for some intensity, join us. As always, I do request when you're with one of our energetic events, please do only this. This is definitely not an event you want to be multitasking. So if you're here live or on the recording, please set aside the next 90 minutes or so just to do this. You'll be rewarded. And if for some reason you have to leave the event early, that is okay, but just ask the allies to ease you out. And a note on that, when we do events this intense, there can be a temptation. If you've got some stuff stirring up, you may have a little voice inside you, I better leave. I don't like the feeling of this. I want to escape this unpleasantness, this discomfort I'm feeling, so I'll just leave the call. That's usually not a good idea. I mean, you have free will and you can do what you want. But the thing is, when you're in the middle of having something stirred up and the sort of desire to run away from it is there, that's when you need to stay in the process, because it's halfway up. And if you stay with the process, you have a much better chance of healing it and letting it completely go than if you kind of turn tail and run. So again, you have free will and can do what you want. I mean, if something comes up on your end, some kind of emergency, you know, your kid's joking, whatever, you know, if you got to take care of something, obviously take care of it. But if you're just feeling uncomfortable or wanting to leave the call because of the discomfort, I don't recommend that. I've been in that situation many times myself in the middle of some kind of ceremony. And when I stuck it out, usually that thing finally cleared. And I was so glad, boy, that was not easy. I really wanted to run, but I'm glad I stayed and gave the thing a chance to fully clear. So just that's my advice. Again, free will is yours, but that's what usually works best for folks. I will promise you here in Awakening Plus, we only work with high vibration energies. The only beings I call in and that are locked into our container are beautiful, radiant beings of love and light. And if you're feeling something dark and nasty, chances are it was in you already and you're feeling it coming out. That's usually what happens. Okay, so any questions from anyone before we start? You can type your question or hang on a second. Oh, I should be, forgive me. Need to have, forgive me. If that was a little quiet, I had the original sound on the wrong setting. Now it should be better for just talking. So we'll leave just a moment. If you have a question, please type it or unmute yourself and speak. If you're on a phone, unmuting is *6. Otherwise, hit your microphone icon to remove the red slash. And I'll leave just a few seconds for that in case anyone has a question. I will be explaining everything as we go. But if anyone has any concerns right now, let's hear them. All right, we must be good. Okay, I'm now going to disable unmuting, which means starting now until probably the end of the call, you will not be able to unmute. That means no one can hear you. So you can make all the noise you want. And I should probably mention now in case I forget, when we get into the healing part, among the things that might happen, your body may shake or tremble or vibrate. You will probably see me vibrating if your eyes are open, but your eyes should be closed. You're in the inner world here. You may cry. You may make sound. Your body may want to move in certain ways to release energy. All that's fine. There is no rule here that you have to sit still or be quiet. You are muted and no one on this call is going to hear you unless you've turned your camera on. No one is going to see you. So, and definitely you won't be on the recording because, during the part I'm presenting, only I will be visible on the video that's put in the archive. So basically let it rip. As long as no one gets hurt, just, you know, do what you need to do to clear whatever needs clearing. It can be noisy and messy sometimes, but it's always worth it. Okay. Let's do this. Please close your eyes. I'm now going to sing the directions of my mesa, and I'm going to call in our allies. They come from all sorts of different places and traditions, but they're all of love and light, and they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. So I invite you to close your eyes, and as I do this, if you feel energy inside you doing stuff, just relax and let it do stuff to get you set up. And if you don't, just feel your breath come and go passively. Either way, your passivity is the key to success in this process. You're going to let all these divine beings do it for you. All right. So close your eyes, and I'm going to get things rolling here. Pachamama Namakiya Wirakocham Inti Kuichi Oh, it's feeling good already. I'm going to set myself up. I call in my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, my own unconditional love, my own service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint. We call every person who's hearing me live or on the recording, we call your higher self to serve you during this process. We call ayahuasca, yahe, daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, All right, their name's not coming, so we won't call them unless I remember them. Oh, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator. Amma Bhagavan. Yeshua. Mother Mary. Mary Magdalene. Babaji. Saint Germain. Kuan Yin. Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have our container. If anyone who's hearing my voice live or on the recording would like to call additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you are welcome to do that now, and we will leave a moment for additional helpful allies to join us. You can call them silently or out loud. No one else on the call will be hearing you right now. Feeling good. Bring him on. Okay. Just a quick moment longer for any additional allies, then we'll move along. Beautiful. Thank you, everyone. That feels so much sweeter. Okay, so everyone, just take a moment and just become aware of your whole body at once, along with your energy in and around you. It may already feel different just because we have all this sweet energy in the field. All right, time for our first invocation. The first of the four-part embodied invocation full cycle. So all these invocations will be spoken to your own higher self. And that is to do them and then just relax and receive them. I'll guide you as we go. So these are repeat after me invocations. Do them out loud if you can. If for some reason that's not ideal, then you can do them silently. They'll still work just fine. So let's do the first one starting now. Please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. This or something better. Let the words go, and based on what I'm feeling, the sweet energy already coming in, a lot of you are feeling sweet energy happening. So to receive this, your basic protocol for all but one of these invocations, and this is definitely for this one, is you're going to become passive. And if you feel energy inside you moving, then your only job is to passively notice what it's doing. Just feel it. But that's it. Otherwise, your ego is completely passive here. Among the things it's best not to do to get the best effect, it's best not to use any effort or willpower. Don't try to make anything happen. Don't try to stop anything from happening. Don't deliberately visualize or imagine. It all boils down to do nothing except feel. Now, what if you don't feel the energy moving inside you? Then just feel your breath. I'm certain you can feel that coming and going. But no breath control. Just feel what the breath's doing on its own. So again, if you feel the energy, that's your focus. If you don't, then fall back to feeling breath. A couple of other pointers that might be helpful. At some point while you're just resting in your passive awareness, you may notice, I just got distracted. I lost what I was focusing on. That can happen, and it's fine. It happens to all of us. If that happens, simply return attention to feeling energy or breath. Just that simple. And if that distraction is still there in the background, no problem. Please don't fight it or resist it. That'll only make it stronger. Let it do its thing in the background. For our purposes, it's not you. It's an uninvited guest. You just let it do its thing in the background. You return your attention to feeling energy or breath. And there's one other nuance that can be helpful, which is to learn what's the least effort needed to maintain your chosen focus. If you're feeling energy, that means, either way, feeling energy or breath, try dropping to no effort at all. Just try that right now. Just no focus. Simply exist. Zero out. Just be. Whatever happens is fine. So if at zero effort, you can still feel energy or breath, then zero is best. No effort at all is optimal. If at zero you've lost that awareness, then add back barely enough effort to feel it again and call it good right there. Just the minimum effort that gives you the awareness of energy or breath is what you're looking for. That leaves more space for your higher self to do things for you. Using more effort than needed will slow the whole thing down. So if zero effort does it, perfect. If you need a little bit of effort, fine, but no more effort than needed just to feel the feeling. That's all the guidelines. So again, in summary, just rest passively in awareness of energy or breath. If you get distracted, just return your attention to your focus and use the least effort needed to feel it. While you're doing that, I'm going to sing a mantra to sweeten the energy. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sumita. Shri Bhagavati Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Smetaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sumita. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavate Smetaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavate Smetaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Let's just enjoy this really sweet energy for a moment. Just rest in it, enjoy it. Okay. All right. Time to stir up the hucha. Hucha is a word in the Quechua language from South America. It means heavy energy. And that's what we're wanting to get rid of tonight. Now, why would we even bother to do that? That's no fun. Not at first, anyway. It's because of the great onion of consciousness. Some of you know about this, but some of you don't, so I'll explain it briefly. So my understanding is we all have a higher self. It's created our human self, and it's like a beautiful sun up in the spiritual realm above us. And the consciousness it holds is just amazing. It's deeply awakened compared to our human self. Words like bliss, ecstasy, euphoria would be words that would, you know, point at the kind of consciousness the higher self has. So then you've got your human self down here. It's got a spark of the higher self in it to animate it. But our human self is way less awake than the higher self is. And what is it that's stopping our human self from being as radiantly awake as the higher self? It's because we've got stuff blocking access. And if you've got any unhealed wounds and traumas from past lives, if you've got any unhealed wounds and traumas from this lifetime, each one of those are like an onion layer around that beautiful awakened ball of light. And you've got a bunch of layers up there. They're dimming the light that shines down to your human self. So what we're going to do tonight with our healing work is we're going to peel, hopefully, one or more layers. And in my experience as a shaman, I've been doing this professionally for like 10 years, the fastest way to accelerate awakening for most people is to do effective shadow work. What is shadow work? It means you're going to directly face the wounds and traumas, and you're going to use an effective technology to heal them once and for all, or at least do get a good chunk done. And that's what we do tonight. We're going to stir up that stuff that is next in line to be healed, and we're going to let our higher self heal it for us. The allies are going to help out, and we're just going to relax and let all these beautiful divine beings do this on our behalf while we passively witness the process. So in a bit, we're going to do the healing invocation, which calls for maximum healing that serves highest good. And after you do this, I can't instruct you after that point because I'm going to be singing, so I'm giving you the instructions now. You'll basically the healing you need will come up automatically. You won't have to pick one. By doing this, in my book that I'm getting ready to publish on the invocations, this would be a next in line healing, where you just call for healing and whatever needs to come up will come up. And when that does, when you feel something challenging in your body, in your emotions, it's going to be somewhere. If there's a center point to it where it's strongest, you put your attention on that center point. If it's kind of no real center, but, you know, it's in a certain area of the body and kind of equally distributed, you just put your attention on all of it at once. You just feel it. And your attention is like a spotlight saying, allies, higher self, that's where I'd like your healing, please. That's where I'm feeling the heavy stuff coming up that doesn't feel good. And that's all there is to it. You simply hold awareness where it doesn't feel good. And your divine self and all these beautiful allies are going to do everything else for you. They are going to totally heal it for you. So you want to stay super passive. If you at the human level do anything to try to heal it yourself beyond passive witnessing, if you use effort or willpower or visualizing, you're going to shut the whole process down. And I promise you, I don't care how skillful a healer you are as a human being, you aren't nearly as good as these guys. They're just inherently better because they're divine beings and we're just human beings. So they're going to get in there and sometimes amazingly fast, they're going to stir up whatever is next in line to heal. They're going to flush it out. You might feel heavy energy flushing out your hands or your feet. It might radiate out like a supernova. And sometimes they'll just leave it right there and they'll turn it from dark to light. They'll transmute it. So you don't have to make any decisions about that. They're going to take care of everything. So you just let them do their thing and stay passive and just feel it. And again, this may go on a while. I will continue doing healing songs until I get the cue from the allies enough for that. But it might be 30, 45 minutes. So you need to settle in and get ready for some intensity. As I mentioned, you are welcome if you are feeling inspired to let your body shake or tremble or vibrate, cry, make sound, you know, vocalize, move your body in some way that shakes stuff out. You know, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but don't repress what your body naturally wants to do. It's okay. No one's going to see you or hear you on this call. So that's pretty much the long and short of it. Again, the critical element is once we do the invocation and the music starts, to stay passive and let the allies do it for you. That'll be your secret to success. You've got amazing healing energies here in this space. These beautiful beings want to help you out. But the law of free will is very strict. It says if you, the human, are using effort to do it yourself, the divine beings will see that and they'll say, oh, we're all ready to help them so much better, but this human is insisting on doing it themselves. We have to back off and let them try, even though they know you won't do nearly as good a job as they could have. So that's what I recommend. Stay passive, feel whatever's happening passively, and just let it run. And that should be everything on that. So let's do this. Let me see what song is being called up. All right. So I'm shifting now to my other audio mode. All right. So let's do the healing invocation. And again, as one last reminder, I said this earlier, but this may be intense. You may feel challenging energy stirred up inside you. And I absolutely guarantee it will not overwhelm you. It will not be too much. That does not happen on our calls. Our divine beings do not allow that. You can completely open to whatever you're feeling and you will be safe. Honest. done this 11 years. No one's ever, ever reported overwhelm. Just won't happen. So be completely present, fully attentive to whatever you're feeling, 100% no filter, and just be present with it, feel it, and then these beautiful beings are going to come take care of it for you. And it's you saying this invocation that gives them permission. So please do say this out loud if you can, silently if you must. So here we go. Please repeat after me if you wish. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Here we go.
Taki-taki-muiki, taki-taki-muiki, taki-taki-muiki. Chuya-chuya, hampi-puini, miski-nunu, kwerpo-chaita. Chuya-chuya, hampi-puini, miski-nunu, kwerpo-chaita. Ayahuasca maman, taki-taki-muiki. Ayahuasca maman, taki-taki-muiki. Chuya-chuya, hampi-puini, miski-nunu, kwerpo-chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca chakrunita taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca chakrunita taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Boa boa ayahuasca taki taki muiki. Boa boa ayahuasca taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca sapi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca sapi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca kogoyito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca kogoyito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca shungusito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca shungusito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca lusorito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca lusorito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca cielosito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cielosito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca chakrunera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca chakrunera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca chikunera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca chikunera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca maman taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca maman taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca sapi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca sapi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca shungusito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca shungusito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca kuguyito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca kuguyito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca lusarito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca lusarito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca cielosito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cielosito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca chakrunera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca chakrunera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca tikunera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca tikunera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca maman taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca maman taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Chuya chuya api pui ne miskinu nu cuerpo chai ta. Ayahuasca sapi manta, ducky ducky muiki. Ayahuasca sapi manta, ducky ducky muiki. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca shungusito manta, ducky ducky muiki. Ayahuasca shungusito manta, ducky ducky muiki. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca kogoyito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca kogoyito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca lusorito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca lusorito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca cielosito manta, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cielosito manta, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca chacrunera, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca chacrunera, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca ticunera, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca ticunera, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca munai, taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca munai, taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya ampi puini, miski nunu cuerpo chaita. La ra 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 ra. La ra 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 ra. La ra 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 ra.
Otorongo supa kayam pun time and time ari. 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 Marari, marari, marari. Marilitsu, marari, marari. Boa boa supa kayam pun time and time ari. Boa boa super kayam pun time and time ari. Boa boa super kayam pun time and time ari. Boa boa super kayam pun time and time ari. Marari, marari, marari. Marilitsu, marari, marari. Amazona super kayam pun time and time ari. Boa boa super kayam pun time and time ari. Amazona super kayam pun time and time ari. Boa boa super kayam pun time and time ari. Marari, marari, marari. Marilitsu, marari, marari. Appalachian Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Ayahuasca Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Chakranita Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Ancestral Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Kurundera Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Jesus Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Mother Mary Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Babaji Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Shining Rock Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Litsu, mariri, mariri. Condor Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Eagle, eagle, super giant blue diamond diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Puma Puma Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Turtle Turtle Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Kangaroo Super Giant Blue Diamond Diamondy. Kangaroo super kayan pun diamond timery. Kangaroo super kayan pun diamond timery. Kangaroo super kayan pun diamond timery. Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Leopard super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Whale super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Dolphin, dolphin super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Playful otter super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Chakranita super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Bobansana super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Mariritsu, mariri, mariri. Ayahuasca super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Tabaquito super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Magic mushroom super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. San Pedro super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Grasshopper super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Mount Chester super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Grand Canyon super kayan pun diamond timery. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Appellation super kayan pun diamond diamondi. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi.
So whatever your process, just stay with it. All right, before our next song, I have to have a little chat with some beings that are hanging around. So I'm about to address any dark entities that are hanging around, any of you guys. And you're perfectly safe while I do this. I'm guessing every one of us has at least some lower vibration beings hanging around. They're part of the energetic ecosystem that we each carry around us. And this is where I invite them to voluntarily leave. So you humans just relax while I speak to these critters that might be hanging around. I now address all beings of lower vibration, darkness, malevolent intent that are in or around the energy field of anyone who's hearing my voice. Dark beings, thank you for your attention. I am Benjamin, and I come with many powerful allies of love and light. So, fair warning, in a moment, a song is going to be done. I'm going to sing it, and this song is a transmutation song. It's specifically designed to transmute lower vibration beings such as yourself to beings of love and light. Now, if that sounds like something you would like, please hang around, and we will take care of that for you. However, you might prefer to stay as you are, and here is your safest route to guarantee that you can remain in your current form. Archangel Michael, brother, thank you so much. Would you please now open one-way exit only portals to the home vibrations of these dark beings? Thank you. The portals are open. So, dark beings, I invite you to notice what just happened. You will notice that one of these portals has your vibration in it. And if you were to voluntarily go through that portal, it would take you back to your home dimension. Now, my understanding is that a lot of you guys got trapped here on Earth and you'd rather be home. So this is your ticket back. I know you're excellent at detecting trickery or deceit. I invite you to really tune into the vibration of my voice and my energy and realize I'm telling you just the straight up truth. If you go through your portal, you will be delivered right back to your home dimension exactly as you are. No games, no trickery, just straight up path home. And Archangel Michael is a reputable guy. He's not going to mess with you. So if you would prefer to go home now, and I see there's one or two already taking the offer. Thank you, guys. If you'd rather play it safe and just go home, where you might rather have been in the first place, rather than risk transmutation to a being of love and light, this is your opportunity. I see more and more of them. A lot of guys are taking the offer now. Good. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just kind of play a little chime for a while until I can feel that every one of you dark beings that has taken the offer has gone through the portals and no one else is going through. And then we'll proceed with the song of transmutation. Now, you might think, I'm tough enough, I'm going to withstand that song no problem and be just like I am. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. You'll find out if you stay. But again, if you want to play it safe, or you just want to go home, the portals await you. So your free will choice, dark beings. You can do whatever you want, but the invitation is open, and the portals await you if you wish. So humans, y'all just hang out. Often the people who are in this part of the event are feeling a lightening, like energies are lifting off you, a weight's being lifted, as a lot of the dark beings who are hanging out, you might not have even known they were there. As they're leaving, you will feel yourself lighter and brighter. No muss, no fuss. So dark beings, leave if you wish. And I'll play these chimes until I can feel that everyone who's going to go has gone. Humans, just relax and just feel. Stay passive. So dark beings, some of you guys just tried to get into me. As you saw, the beings that tried to get in were immediately transmuted to love and light. So I'm protected, guys. Coming at me is not going to help you. So either go through the portal or stay where you're at. But going at me is going to guarantee instant transmutation. So unless that's what you want, I recommend just going through the portal or staying where you're at. As you will. Feeling pretty sweet. Many beings of darkness are going through the portals. Yay. Everybody wins. The dark beings that go through the portals cannot return. It is a one-way trip. Okay, just a few stragglers. We'll play the chimes just a moment longer. Okay, that's about it. So you humans, just see if you don't feel a little lighter and more clear. The whole field has lightened up considerably. All right, let me talk to the entities again. So dark beings, you've chosen to remain. A lot of your buddies went through the portals. You're still here. So as I promised, in a moment I'm going to start that transmutation song. Again, it is specifically designed to change you from a being of darkness to a being of love and light. And the allies and I are going to do our very best to make that happen. You've had fair warning. So if you think you can resist it and stay dark, give it your best shot. We'll see what happens. If sometime during the song you realize, wow, I thought I could hold my dark form and I'm being transmuted anyway, darn, not what I wanted, you can still duck through that portal. The portals are going to stay open all the way through the end of the song. But the moment the song ends, Archangel Mikhail is going to close those portals. Your chance to go home is gone. So just be aware, you've still got a chance to go through during the song, anytime. And the Oz and I are now going to do our darndest to transmute you. Humans, you know your job. Relax. You're going to feel stuff stirring up and things happening. You are protected. Nothing's going to happen that's going to be too much. And let's get this thing rolling. All right, here we go.
Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Hey, 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 out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Hey, 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 out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light is the light. Pours in 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 the light, 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 pours in. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Hey, 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 out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Hey, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light is the light. Pours in 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 the light, 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 pours in the light. Pours in the light, 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 pours in. Light pours in the light, pours in the light, pours in the light, pours in the light, pours in. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Hey, 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 out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out
All right, you humans, just relax. Feel how you feel. How does your body feel? How's the energy in and around you feel? So there's definitely energy wanting to move up into the higher realm. So we'll move to our next invocation. Good job clearing that heavy energy, folks. This feels like it was really effective for a lot of you. Hopefully all of you. So now we're going to do an invocation to become one with our higher self at its level. So if you want to do that and feel that beautiful bliss, then repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please make me one with my higher self at its level, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. This or something better. So notice if you feel any peacefulness. If so, just hold awareness of whatever peacefulness is there already. Just resting in it passively. And automatically, this will cause the peacefulness to increase all by itself. Just passively notice the increase in peacefulness. And just relax in that awareness. And you might notice a lovely shift happening. Feels like you're becoming the peacefulness. Gradually transitioning to awareness of yourself as a beautiful being of energy. Happening just automatically, all by itself. Nothing to do except let it happen. You might feel like a ball of light or formless energy. That's because at this level, that's what you are. That's what you've always been. You're just maybe becoming more aware of it now than before. So you're not actually changing. You're just becoming aware again of a part of you you might have forgotten about. If you're already aware of it, that's wonderful too. But just allow your awareness to just be there with that part of you that's just a beautiful ball of light, formless energy. It feels like harmony, flow, ease, and grace. And just hang out there. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. But it feels really nice. Just rest here. This is your higher self, at least as much of it as you can be aware of. Just relax and enjoy. It's kind of like soaking in a bubble bath. You did a lot of good healing work there. You deserve this little rest and just hang out and be the bliss for a little while here. So again, this is becoming aware of your higher self at its level, beyond the body, pure, formless, blissful energy. And if you're not 100% there, it's okay. Just however much of it you feel is perfect. Everyone always gets as much as they're ready for. And now I'm feeling a subtle but definite movement toward the body. So now the allies are ready to put us into embodied awakening. So now the higher self, you've been hanging out as that. Now it's going to come into your physical body and be right there with you in your human self. So we'll invoke that now. So if you would like to do that, I invite you to repeat after me the following. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And now just rest. If you feel energy moving in your physical body, just passively feel that happening. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Other than that, same stuff I told you at the start of this call, just passive, let it run itself. If you get distracted, just return focus to feeling energy or breath. Use the minimum effort needed to feel this, even if that's zero effort. The less, the better that gets it done. And just be. Based on what I'm feeling, you guys are doing a really great job. I am feeling both those on the live call and those on the recording afterward. Y'all are releasing beautifully, doing a great job, just relaxing into that beautiful blending of higher self and human self. The benefits of being this state are there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out, your intuition will work better. You'll just know what to do increasingly. And more euphoria. Your human self is being given as much of your higher self as it can hold without overdoing it. Your higher self, as I said, will never overdo anything on the invocation methods we use. So you're getting as much as you can hold. So I'm feeling like most of us are pretty solidly in there. How do you know if you've hit embodied awakening? When you can say yes to this question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If all that's true, you're there. If you're not quite there, the key to getting all the way in is complete passivity. If you try, you'll shut it down. Open fully, be completely passive, let your higher self give it to you as a gift. Your ego cannot do this for itself. I'm so sorry. Just got to take it as a gift. We invoke it and we passively receive it. Sounds like some of you got on board right there. It's feeling even better. Okay, this feels pretty solid. If you didn't get all the way to embodied awakening, that's okay. Any movement in that direction should be celebrated. So even if you just move the needle a little bit toward embodied awakening, that's awesome. Keep practicing, the needle will move further. The last invocation we'll do after we check on something. So notice how you feel right now. Remembering now that you can actually hold this potentially all through your day, every day, and function better than before, more responsibly, more joyfully. Everything you do, you'll actually do better and enjoy it more. So the question to ask yourself right now is, given that that's true, would you rather have your days feel more like this right here or the way you felt before we started this call? And if, like most people, you said, I like this, then we got one more invocation to do. That's the invocation will help lock this in more consistently. And you might even get a little bonus healing or awakening. So if you'd like that, then repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please stabilize this embodied awakening from now on as my new consciousness baseline to the greatest extent that serves highest good, and continue to deepen this awakening at the fastest rate that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. That's all the words, folks. Let them go. Become passive. And I'm feeling some brain stuff, as often happens at this point in this process. So just relax. And whatever interesting energies are happening anywhere in your body, just let them happen. Because you've asked for the stabilization and deepening of awakening, they're going to be doing stuff to help make that possible. Everything works on multiple levels. If you've asked for a new consciousness spiritually, there is physical changes that have to be made to make that available. So they might be there in your brain, shifting and upgrading things. They might be in other parts of your body, you know, doing whatever needs to be done to make possible what you just requested. So just relax and let these beautiful divine allies take care of business. When you set off on the path of awakening, you are always under construction. There is no final anything. It's all journey. I guess it's possible someone could hit the ultimate final awakening in this lifetime, but for me and most others, it's like no matter how awake you are, at some point, whoa, it went even deeper. Cool. So I always hold open the door that no matter how awesome the awakening is, even if I can't imagine it getting any better, it can still get better. Just relax, let this energy work. Again, I'm guessing a lot of you guys are having some nice brain tingles going on. I'm certainly feeling that. I'm feeling a subtle energy elsewhere in my body. When these kind of things are on, there's no understanding this. Your human consciousness, this is way above its pay grade. All you know is I'm feeling stuff happening. As far as understanding technically what's happening, just don't even worry about that. You'll never get that at the human level. So what I've learned is I don't worry about things that are above my pay grade as a human. And I just relax and let the allies do for me. And I'm just grateful that it's happening. Once you get into these spiritual levels, you're beyond mind. And that means you've transcended what your human self can understand. You might feel something, but understanding it, probably not. Just enjoy the energy. All right, I'm feeling this coming to a close. I also am seeing on our clock, we've gone about 90 minutes, slightly longer. And I advertise this as about a 90-minute process. So the allies are coming pretty close to honoring that. So just notice that if there was any part of you that was sort of beyond the physical body, those parts are being brought back into physical form. The energies are being sort of compressed into physical body form as much as it can be. With our work, it's not enough to have a nice experience and then come back to the same old reality. We want the experience to come back to you. We want these new vibrations to be integrated into your body. We want you to be upgraded. So after an event like this, you hopefully are working at a new higher baseline of consciousness. You're a little more awake. So just feel yourself, see if that's true. See if you feel a little more tingly, a little more conscious, a little more like energy than before we started. A little less burdened down by heavy energy. Feels good. Okay, the allies are saying let's wrap it up. But before we do, one last thing. We're going to ask that the allies broadcast this energy out to all beings whom it will serve. None of us will be in any way diminished by this. The universe is infinitely abundant with this kind of stuff. So as the energy of our good work is shared with others, if anything, our benefit will be amplified. So no worries about loss. That's not going to happen here. Allies, thank you for this amazing experience. As we prepare to close, we ask that you now radiate this good medicine out to all beings whom it will benefit. Thank you. And there it goes. So there's nothing we humans have to do except just relax and notice the energy radiating itself. And notice how the bliss gets even stronger while you're doing that. When we share in this way, we are blessed. And if anything, we just go deeper. Oh, yeah. That feels really good. Let's just enjoy this for a minute. There's a beautiful group blending happening. Those of us who are able to aware of it, there's a beautiful blended field beyond our human bodies. Actually, it feels like it sort of, it's everywhere. So if you're noticing you feel like more than yourself, you're sort of blended with others in the group, and maybe even other beautiful beings beyond that, then that's what's happening. Let's enjoy that. You're all of it anyway, always have been. And in moments like this, Sometimes you have a chance to be aware of more of you than normal. What you thought was other beings is, oh, it was me all the time. Who knew? All right. Feeling some interesting brain stuff happening. Upgrade, integration. The others are saying, okay, we broadcast. You can wrap it up. Thank you, allies. Beautiful. So I'm going to call the directions and we'll close this thing down and then we'll open it up for any questions or comments you may have.
Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wirakocha, Inti, Kuichi.
Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Now, as we ask that those of you who are still working with anyone who's been on this call, live or on the recording, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Alrighty, those of you who are not yet members of Awakening Plus, if you thought this was fun, you should be on our members-only events. We do 9 of them every month. There's 2 free public ones and 9 others for members. Plus, you get access to all the courses and other amazing stuff we do in the membership. The email you got kind of gave you bullet points and all that. If you want to learn more, just go to awakeningplus.com. And I've got it all laid out there, what we do. And you can try it out if you're interested. So that's your invitation. And that's all I'm going to say about that right now. All righty. Let's open it up for feedback. Give me a sec to enable that. All right. Unmuting is now available. And if you're on the computer, you can click that little microphone icon and speak. If you're on the phone, *6 will unmute and mute you. And if you'd rather type in the chat, that's fine too. So the doors are open. Let's hear any questions or comments you may have. Or we can just sit and enjoy this amazing afterglow. Ronnie types, splendid good medicine. Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you, Ronnie. Owe an apology. I noticed after the fact, normally with Zoom, I have to activate what's called original sound setting, and I forgot to do that before I did all the rattling and singing. So if it was distorted, I'm so sorry. I forgot to do the thing that would have prevented that. I don't know how it sounded, but for members, I've got a backup recorder, and if it sounded distorted live, it will sound better on the recording. That's why I do backup recordings. So my apologies for that error. Let's see. Allison types, thank you. That was a wonderful experience. Brandy says, amazing and powerful event. Shamanic Awakening is always my favorite event. Thank you, Brandy. Appreciate that. Allison, sound was good. Good. I'm glad. If Allison's sound was good, there's a chance everyone's was. Ronnie says, I love those chimes. Can you share what they're called and how to purchase them, please? James says, sound was fine. And I'll get back to your question, Ronnie. I've got a lot coming in here. Kim Pence Light says, it's been a long time since I've received your medicine. Thank you, Benjamin. Happy to receive and participate. Love, love, love. Amanda Elwell says, thank you. Went very deep. Can't speak yet. Wow. Glad to have these positive feedbacks. Okay, the chimes. They used to be called Shanti chimes, and they're called something different now. And let me just see if that the memory there's no like label on them, so I'm gonna just try to remember it. See, Kirk says, beautiful exercise, highly appreciated. Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you all very much. Tina has some praying hands, thanking. As far as the chimes, I'm just not remembering what they're called, so I apologize for that. If I remember, I'll put it in the member notes. Oh, Kim says Koshi bells. Ronnie says, thanks, I'll search. Also, what are the first two lines of the transformation song? Koshi, K-O-S-H-I. I'm not sure that's the brand name of this actual bell, Kim. But it might be. But there's a number of different companies that make these chimes. There's like, how many? One, two, let me count here. One, two, three, four, five, six. Looks like there's six or seven chimes inside here. There's a little plastic thing that rings them. And you ring it around like that. And this one is just a kind of a, you know, cardboardish, paperish exterior. With a little thing on the bottom to move it around. So anyhow, if you just Google chimes, handheld chime, you'd probably find something along these lines. There's a lot of different ones and they all sound good. See if I missed anything. Oh, what are the first two lines of the transformation song? There's a lot of repeated words, but what it boils down to is out you go, entities of darkness, or be transmuted to love and light. And if you, weed out all the repetition, that's basically what it's saying. So the song says what it means, and that's what it does. Any other questions or comments? Again, you're welcome to unmute if you want to speak live. If you're other type, that's fine too. The others are saying this is a best of event. So as in the membership, we have nearly 500 events in the archive, but some of them are, you know, really standouts, and I used to pick them personally, but now the allies just tell me which ones need to be best of events, and those go in the best of list. So this one's going in there.
I have a question.
Yes, Allison.
My dog, this is so interesting because I was working and I just got home in time to attend your event. But I have a question, is that my dog has been barking, been looking at, like towards my dresser or something like that and wagging his tail, but not really getting into it, or just barking. So does that mean that's a bad spirit in my home, or does that mean that it's a, because that ceremony was excellent about, you know, taking, you know, the darkness or anything heavy off of you,
right?
But, or in your, I'm assuming it'd be in for your home too, but is it when my dog barks, and it's only been doing this for the last couple of days. So do you feel that, well, one is, do you feel that's a spirit? Two, and do you feel what you did cleanse? I felt like you cleansed my whole house and anything around me.
Beautiful. So
I do.
I can't say for sure why your dog was barking, but it often does happen. You know, dogs and cats both are naturally psychic. They have awareness of the, you know, the astral realm where those things hang out. And, you know, if a dog sees a significant entity, it might bark at it. That's quite common. So it could be your dog was barking at some critter that was hanging around that it didn't like the feel of. That's entirely possible. I can't say for sure, but it does happen a lot.
Uh-huh. And so would that, for what the ceremony that you did, would that help cleanse
the... Yeah, but, you know, my intention is to cleanse the human.
Right.
But, you know, if it extends beyond that and there's cleansing in your field as well, then that's just bonus.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
the allies sometimes do extra stuff I didn't ask them to do that helps. So they might have said, oh, you need to clean her house a little bit too. So you might have got a whole janitorial staff on there.
Oh, well, thank you very much, because that's been kind of creeping me out for the last couple of days. But I keep thinking about the light, bringing the light in. And I'm thinking it might be my twin brother who's passed and wants to play with the dog. And my dog doesn't want anything to do with it. So, but because I don't feel, I kind of get chill bumps, but I don't feel it's dark.
Oh, good. Well, again, there's entities of all, some are light and they're wonderful to have around. Some are more dark, some are more neutral. I mean, there's all flavors of non-physical things, you know? So what you can do if you want to clean your house is you can simply invoke it. That's what I do, like with my house. So I'll just, you know, I'll get into my own embodied awakening first. And then I'll just call my allies and I say, hey, allies, just clean house. Any heavy energy in this house, just clear it out to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Leave it sparkly. And then I kind of do two phases. First, I call for the cleansing. And you can do the whole house at once. You don't need to go room by room. They just say, so the whole house, just take all the heavy energy out. And they do it. And I just watch. And then after they've taken out the heavy, then I say, okay, bring in the Sami. Sami is a word from Peru, S-A-M-I. It means highest celestial energy. It's okay, just saturate the house with the Sami that serves highest good. And I can feel it's like angel dust coming in. And it just, I can feel it right now, even as I'm talking about it. So yeah, so the whole way I do shamanism and the whole way this invocations work is you just delegate this work to the beings that are really good at it. So you can ask your allies to do anything energetic and they'll do it to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So just ask and ask for what you want and relax and just kind of be passive and just to the best of your ability feel what they're doing. That's all I do as a shaman. Benjamin does very little these days and I just ask the allies to do stuff and I watch them do it. It's kind of how it works.
Thank you very much and much blessings to you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
God bless you.
And just as a note, the latest course I put into Awakening Plus is called Your Divine Allies, Let Them Help You More. And that course goes into detail about, you know, particular ways you can have the allies do stuff for you. Because, you know, most people really underutilize this amazing resource. We got tons of beautiful divine beings that are just hanging out waiting to help. But the law of free will, you know, they're allowed to give unsolicited grace sometimes. But for the most part, they have to wait until they're asked. And if we would just bother to ask for their help, they're that's why they're here. They're service beings. That's what they do. It's what they love. So put them to work. They'll be happy you did. That's what my experience is.
Thank you again.
You're welcome. Thanks, Allison. Ronnie typed, powerful. I'm amazed at the amount of breath you have to sing for so long. Well, I thank my 2 years of formal vocal training for that and lots of singing ever since. The funny thing is, until I hit my late 30s, I didn't think I had a singing voice at all. And I couldn't sing well until that point. And then I finally said, well, I kind of want to be a singer-songwriter. I guess I better learn how to sing. So I did 2 years under a vocal coach who had me sing arias and show tunes and things like that and scales. And she educated me, said, Benjamin, the voice is the only instrument you have to build before you can play it. And it took 2 years to put my two registers together and develop tone. My pitch was decent, but I didn't have decent tone. And finally that got put together and then my singing voice emerged. So if you don't think you're a good singer, it could be you just haven't built your instrument yet. That was certainly the case for me. So, yeah, thank you, Ronnie. Also, when you're doing service like this and you're, you know, a person singing in a context like this gets a lot of help. I mean, I said in an ayahuasca ceremony, I watched the shaman sing for 6 hours straight. I mean, just really a powerful singing. And you know, if he was just like giving a performance on stage, you'd never be able to go that long. But when you are in service and you're doing things like this, then you get all kinds of help and you're able to do things that you might not normally be able to do if you were just using your own human effort. So I just have to thank my allies for whatever good I'm doing here. They're facilitating it through me. All right. Ronnie says, bravo. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else got anything? Any questions or comments? Yeah, the energy's kind of settling down. I think we're done. So thank you all very much. Really grateful to each and every one of you who showed up. Special thanks to the regulars, the folks who come to the calls a lot, for coming and kind of being the core group that holds the space. It ain't just me by any stretch. Everyone who comes here helps hold the space. Again, if you're not a member, you want to check out Awakening Plus. These public calls are great, but we do even more amazing stuff inside the membership. So come check that out at awakeningplus.com if you think that might be fun. All right, that's it. Good night, everyone. Thanks so much for being here. I wish you infinite blessings. Bye-bye.